do you know how many shlokas it was having? 2000. It was called Jaya. It was called Jaya. But people went on adding. Ultimately, it is almost about 100,000 shlokas, the biggest epic in the whole world. That is why if somebody, you just by mistake ask how are you, he will start with grandfather's nose. Lunch time is over, tea time is over, dinner time is over, and ultimately, you. So this is called that. Then what do we call it? He started a
Mahabharata.
This is one. Second, husband, this young man and young woman married. So like that it happened. In wedding, these people started it. Then they started coming to our Vedanta center in UK. So they were very proud. He said, Swamiji, we started reading Mahabharata. So I asked him innocently, how far have you progressed? Have you come to Kurukshetra? So he said, Swamiji, that next day after marriage is Kurukshetra was very interesting. Human character. Depiction of human character. That is the main purpose of Mahabharata. What is Mahabharata? Life as it happens in this world to all of us. There will be cousin brothers, there will be rivalries, there will be jealousies. There will be happening every day of our lives, misunderstandings. So what is the main story? Two cousin brothers go to war. What is the main story here? Iran and Iraq. What is the story? They are all supposed to be Muslims. Supposed to be bhai bhai. Hindu, Chini?
Bhai bhai.
Bhai bhai.
No, bhai bhai.
Oh no. One fellow, Lakshmana, cartoon, you know, Nehru and Mao embraced. Behind there is a knife and it caption, Hindu Chini Bhai Bhai. You see, human life. When it comes to some gain, then people will forget relationships and everything. So if you study the characters in the Mahabharata, they will correspond exactly. You can find somebody who is Duryodhana, who is Dushyasana, and all those characters. In Tamil Nadu there was one, Kamaraj. Who was he?
Chitnasana.
He was kingmaker. He will be like Shakuni. He will be all Duryodhana, Dushyasana, they are called Dushta Chatushtaya. Four. Gang of four. Duryodhana, Dushyasana, Shakuni, Karna. Gang of four. In every government you will see this gang of four. One will be the kingman. He will be the puppeteer. All the others are puppets. This is the life going on. Rivalry between known people, families. You just open your eyes, it could be between husband and wife, it could be cousin, between brothers, between sisters, between relatives. That is why there is a saying, where there is a will,
there is a way.
That was old. You know what is the new one? Where there is a will, there is a relative.
So,
all of the brothers, what is the first world war? What is the second world? Who fought with whom?
Germany.
Who fought with whom? Christians fought with
Christians.
And between, before that, it was a war between Christians and Muslims. Aita?
Aita.
Very good. Thank you. Before it was fight between, they were called crusades.
Holy crusades.
Holy. Holy means what? Holy people for killing each other is called holy crusade. Yes. Later on, First World War and Second World War. Between only Christians and Christians. Germans were Christians. Your Americans were Christians. English people were Christians. French people were Christians. Italians were Christians. Excepting Japanese peoples, only some Christians. This is between cousin brothers. For the sake of a bit of land, a bit of money, whatever it is. So what is Mahabharata we are talking about? Is nothing but pure life situation depicted in the form of Mahabharata. What is the goal? Little bit of land, little bit of power. What is the reason? Ahankara. What would you see? Very interesting. Krishna was sent. Pandavas, means Yudhishthira, sent one message that you give us half kingdom, we will not fight. Whichever part you give, we will accept it. Actually, they were given the first to inhospitable Pandava land, but by Krishna's grace they made it. Then Duryodhana got very jealous and all those things. The point is, last, if you don't want to give us half kingdom, at least give us five villages. Five brothers, five villages. What would the war could have been demolished? Everybody could have been very happy. And but Duryodhana's ahankara, he doesn't allow. He says, I will not give land which could be held on the tip of a needle. Not that he couldn't give, but he didn't want to give. What is the problem? Ahankara. What is the problem of ahankara? Ajnana. What is the ajnana? That I am different, they are different. I am a body, they are also body. So all problems come only between our ajnana. The whole essence of Bhagavad Gita or any scripture is to help us get rid of ajnana and to get us to the self-knowledge, atma jnana. If we know what is atma jnana, then all problems will be solved. And I also spoke there. What is it? Any knowledge has only one goal. What is it? Freedom. Mm-hmm. If you are an economist, what is your goal?
Economic.
Help people to be free from economic constraints. If you are trying to acquire medical knowledge, what is your goal? Free everybody from
disease.
If you are a psychologist, you are free from psychological problems. So, ultimately, the goal of any type of field of knowledge is only one, freedom. That freedom in Sanskrit is called mukti, moksha, whatever name you call it. But the ultimate freedom comes only when we know we are not the body, we are not the mind, but we are the Atma. That is the essence of the scripture of any religion. They call it kingdom of heaven, samadhi, nirvana, and paradise. Muslims call it paradise, whatever name you call it. So that is the essence of the body. I was mentioning two points. Dharma Kshetra. The Bhagavad Gita starts with the word
dharma.
Then ultimately you take refuge in God. Sarva dharman
परित्यज्य
मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वा सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि ऐ विल गिव यू मोक्ष मा शुचः सेकंड पॉइंट आई मेड भगवान्स टीचिंग स्टार्ट्स विद द वर्ड अशोच्य अनशोचस्य यू आर ग्रीविंग फॉर नो रीजन दैट्स व्हाट इट मींस यू आर ग्रीविंग फॉर दोज पीपल हु शुड नॉट बी ग्रीव्ड But I will free you from that grief because if I give you right knowledge, then you won't grieve for me. So what is the grief? Arjuna's grief? Ajnana. What is the Ajnana? Bhishma and Drona. They are the causes. So what is his idea about them? Here is a very important one. Our idea about anybody depends upon our idea about ourselves. If you think you are human, you will judge the other person also as a human. A dog will not judge a man from a man's point of view. A dog will judge only from the dog's point of view. A mosquito will judge a human being from what point of view? Mosquito point of view. So that's why the mosquito Bhagavad Gita. Please
remember
mosquito Bhagavad Gita? Yeah? How many have you read? How many have you read? I will tell you, it's a funny thing, but true.
Okay.
In mosquitoes also there will be Arjunas. So one mosquito Arjuna approached mosquito Krishna. And it said, you taught me so many wise things. Where can I find such a wise man? How can I realize who is a wise man? Because even to surrender, you have to recognize he is a wise person, isn't it? Otherwise, he may be a wise person. Vice president, they call it. What you want?
Vice
president means what? So how to know? So the mosquito Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are my beloved. This way I am imparting the secret of all secrets. Guhyati guhyati. Only to you because I love you. Among human beings there are three types of people. That fellow who puts on a new very closely opened mosquito curtain. He is the worst of the human beings because no mosquito can
get
by that you will recognize. By seeing the mosquito curtain, you will recognize you don't even go anywhere near him. Second type of human being, he will have an old mosquito curtain. And by this time, it has also become very, very holy. Understand? Very holy. Understand? Holds. Go there. Still, there are a lot of obstructions, but you can go there and finish your job and come back. He is a holy man. That's all. But that man who doesn't have any mosquito curtain is the holiest person on earth. By this lakshanas, you will recognize who is the holiest man, who is a holy man, and who is the worst sinner in the whole world. This is called wisdom. So, asochyan and asochyasya. What is it? You are grieving for Bhishma, Drona and other people, etc. You should not grieve. Why should not I grieve? Three reasons he gives. What is the three reasons? From psychological point of view, from moral point of view, from spiritual point of view. What is psychological point of view? Psychology means knowledge as we understand. If Bhishma, Drona, etc. is a human body, already one foot in the grave.
Yeah.
They are not going to live long. Even if you don't kill them, they are going to die. Kala will kill everybody. They will kill them, they will kill you, they will kill. Kala will kill even a baby who is going to be born after billion years. Can you understand the point? Suppose there is a baby going to be born in 2019. By 3019, most likely that fellow is already dead. Even unborn will also be dead in course of kala. However much, maybe 100, maybe 120, but they will come, they will die. Everything will die. That is why there is no point, because these bodies, if you think they are the human bodies, the nature of bodies is whatever is born, already they have become old. And old, the death, there are two types of deaths. Shankaracharya points out. We think we are not dead. So he says, what is called visible death? What is visible death? At the age of 80, 90 or 100, the prana goes out. That person we declare as dead. This is what our idea of death. The moment the 1 day old baby has become 2 days old baby, already 1 day he is dead. Change has come. Therefore he is dead. So when does old age start? When does old age
start?
Even before birth also. So that's why when you go to see, what is your question? How old is the baby? Nobody asks how young is the baby. How old? Already has become old. That is the first fact. So this is what Shankaracharya calls invisible death. We are already, you know, if I am 77 years old, I am 77 years until 1 second before. I was a dead man. This is a new body. I can't bring it back. And I don't know the future. Next second anything can happen. So, this is called invisible death. And body is all the time changing. Change means what? Death. Another name for change is death. Do you understand? Very difficult to understand. So anything can happen in 1 millisecond. A living man can become a dead man. Change. If somebody changes his mind, her mind, it is death. Yeah, this is death. Suppose, you know, there is a man and he loves a woman, and the woman also loves the man. They are getting prepared to get married. Meanwhile, this either man or woman, they find somebody else whom they think they are much more suitable or attractive, whatever reason. And they inform the other person, sorry, we are breaking this one. Is it not death? The whole person's life may be changed. So because we are trusting that this person will not break the world, but that person has broken the world. It is happening all the time. So this is called invisible death. So Bhishma and Drona, if you think their nature is body, they are going to die. Whether you kill or not, they are going to die. First point. Second point is karma. Hindus believe in karma. If they are going to die, not because of you, they are going to die because of their own karma. You are just an instrument. This is the truth. Because of us, nobody is happy. Because of us, nobody is unhappy. We are just instruments. That's all. This is the truth. Whether we understand it or not, the truth will be truth. This is the psychological point of view. Then moral point of view. Bhishma and Drona, supposed to be very virtuous people. Again, karma phala. If they, if somebody had led dharmic life, what would be their future after death?
Moksha.
They will go to higher lokas and they will enjoy it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a promotion. So if you are kicking them for promotion, is it a happy news or unhappy news? So if you don't kill them, they will get promotion maybe after 2 years, 3 years. If you kill them, they are going to get promotion right now. So from that viewpoint, are you doing good or evil? They are doing very good. So from dharmic point of view, you are helping them attain to a higher state of happiness. And so that is there. What is spiritual point of view? If you think that you are Atma, then you will think them also as
Atma.
And if they are Atma, who is going to kill whom? There is no death. The definition of Atman is there is no death. That is why in the second chapter, very soon after this, Bhagavan describes the characteristics of a, what is called, Atma. It is not that we are but we will not be. The truth is, we are there, we will be there, there is no death. Because as Atman, we are all Atman. And how many Atman?
One.
There must be only one. There cannot be many Atmans. You know why? Today I will just discuss that point, very important. So, how many chairs are here? So we say one chair is to my left, one chair on which I am sitting, one chair on my left, one chair on my in front of, isn't it? I am able to distinguish one from the other. Who am I able to distinguish?
Space.
Because certain characteristics are there by which I can separate left, right, small, big. That chair on which a book is kept, that chair which is different color, etc. These are called quality. That's what we were trying to discuss that day. Swarupa, there is no difference. Qualities, there is a difference. Without these qualities, you can never distinguish one from the other. It is not possible. So, if the Atman is having certain qualities, small Atman, big Atman, dark Atman, fair Atman, mota Atman, thin Atman, anorexic Atman, Bhimasena's Atman, like that, if there is difference, then you will discuss. This is separate, that is separate. But if Atman is pure consciousness, then what is the difference between pure consciousness and pure consciousness?
Nothing.
This requires deep thought. So there cannot be two. That is the point. There cannot be two, because if there are to be two, you will have to separate. This is the one, this is the second. And to be able to say these are two, you should be able to distinguish. To be able to distinguish, there must be separate characteristics, unique for each object. So how will you describe Atman? Light is light. So as I said, deep thought is necessary. I will give an illustration. There is light. There is light there also. See there?
Yes.
Which light is brighter?
Evening.
This light is brighter or that light is brighter?
This one.
Outside. That light is brighter. Really speaking, how many lights are there?
Two.
Huh?
Two.
There are not two lights.
Only one.
That is the point I want to point out. There are no two lights. Light can be only one. But depending upon whether something is obstructing it less or something is obstructing it more, we call it lesser more. You get my point? There, there is less obstruction. And here it, there is more obstruction. So the difference is not in the life, but the difference is in the expression or manifestation of life. Do you get my point? If there is no obstruction here, there you can never find the distinction between that light and this light. You understand? So, pure consciousness cannot have two, cannot be two, can only be one. So what is the obstruction? Body is one obstruction. What is the second obstruction?
Mind.
You remove body and mind. First of all, who is there to say this is the light and this is big consciousness, this is no consciousness? What is it that says this is small and big?
Mind.
When there is no mind, nobody can distinguish. Only consciousness can. I will illustrate this also. When you are in deep sleep, who is rich man, who is poor man? Who is husband and who is wife? And who is happy person and who is unhappy person? There will be also, you know, some husbands. And they are called sometimes sound sleepers. Sound sleepers, you understand? So sound sleepers means, you understand what sound sleeper means? Sound sleeper means sleep for that person.
Sound for other people.
This is called sound sleep. That person is eventually no sound. But all the sound for all other people. That is called sound sleep. And nobody likes sound sleep. He likes everybody. Sound sleeper doesn't like anybody. That is my point. When we are in deep sleep, do we make any distinction?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the instrument of making distinction is absent. Mind is absent. So, here is body, here is mind, here is consciousness. Body is not there, mind is not there. And who is to make distinction? This is small consciousness, this is big, this is first consciousness, this is second consciousness.
There will be nobody.
Unable to understand this, people go on quarreling. There are many Atmans, many consciousnesses. There are. But from which point?
Mind, body, point of view.
When we go beyond mind, body, there is no such distinction possible. Because the thing that makes distinction is called not body. Body is jada. It doesn't even know I am a body. So does your body know it is a body? Or does your mind know it is a body?
Mind.
That is why in deep sleep, you don't say, I am a man, I am a woman, I am young, I am old, I am happy, I am unhappy. All these things do not exist. That is why so much of this, every day, every living creature, God provided this is called samadhi. It is nothing but samadhi. The only problem is, it doesn't last long. But for few hours, immediately, every one of us are enjoying that wonderful peace, which is neither happiness nor unhappiness, but the most wonderful thing. Why is it wonderful? Because if you are very happy, you can have heart attack. If you are very unhappy also, you can have heart attack. So I will tell you, is it possible that a man is very happy and can have heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. I'll tell you a small joke, you know. In America, there was a fellow called Bill.
and he used to play buying lottery tickets. Many years he played, nothing had happened. So once he had a cardiac problem, severe cardiac, he was admitted in the hospital. And there was an expert cardiac doctor, he was treating him, slowly he was recovering. At that time, before getting attacked, he also bought some lottery. He won $1 million. Now the children have a big problem. Because if they convey this to him in that state, he might have another cardiac arrest and die. So, also, but he has to be informed because he has to play. Then the children approached the doctor. Said, "Doctor, this is the condition. Will you slowly convey this?" Doctor said, "No problem." Next day he went there, sat and said, "Well, how are we doing today?" America, you know, how are we doing today? Yes, how are we doing today? Bill said, "Doctor, I am so grateful to you. You are making me healthy." Like that, this, that, they were all talking. Slowly, the doctor said, "Bill, supposing, you get the news that you won $1 million, what will you do?" Bill said, he had given up hope, you know. He said, "If at all I win, I will give you $500,000. Hearing this, the doctor fell down.
Doctor, what happened?
Hearing happy news is not a happy thing for a spiritual person. Why? Suppose you have a habit that at 6:30 evening I will sit for meditation. 5 minutes before you sit, you got some good news. What would be the quality of your meditation? Your mind is disturbed. Yes. Happy news, but you are disturbed. Whether it is sad news, you are disturbed. There is good news, you are disturbed. But in deep sleep, complete peace of mind. The mind will be completely light.
Babaji, they are happy now.
They are always happy.
They are not planning to meditate.
Bye.
See, we have to be there, learn a great lesson. What is it after all I gave? Small piece of sweet. It made them so happy. Suppose somebody comes and gives you 1,000 rupees. You think this fellow is...
They all want to be happy now.
This fellow is capable of giving 5,000 rupees.
Why should he give only 1,000?
All calculated. He's like that. Hey, ఎవరు తీసుకోలేదో వాడు రా, ఎవరు తీసుకున్నాడో వాడు రావద్దు. నువ్వు రా ఇక్కడికి, తీసుకో. ఇంకెవరు తీసుకోలేదు? This is what happens to butterflies. You know butterfly? It goes. and it gets the news of honey. Then it comes home and dances. It shows exactly which place, how far, plenty of nectar. Nectar is available. They are all, you know, we have to learn a lot of lessons from ants, from bees, and they are what is called social workers. They don't say, I got it first, I will drink first. No. They will come back, tell the news, call everybody, and then they know by dance, they show like that. Dance. You remember the dance story? Beautiful story, Vedantic story. It is very prevalent in North India. Very great spiritual lesson we have to learn. So this is a story to learn our lessons. In North India, there was a king. He had a son, he had a daughter. And the kings now and then arranged some dancing parties. So one day, he arranged a dancing party. And there, the arrangement is that they won't say, we will pay you so much. You dance, if anybody is pleased, whatever his estimate he will give. That means you have to be really good to earn your money. So this is the arrangement. So the king, his son, his daughter, suddenly a 90-year-old sannyasi, he entered. Seeing an old man and also a sannyasi, they gave front reserved seats. And it was winter season. And he had a shawl. Because it was winter, somebody saw him shivering in cold. And they presented him a good shawl. They are usually called Kashmiri shawl. Somebody presented. So he also sat down. Dance, one lady was dancing, her husband is playing tabla, rhythm, went on, it started around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Nobody has given anything, because if they are pleased, they will throw on the stage. And also you can see in North India, I don't know whether you are able to some this khayali sing, etc. People, you know, they just to shower rupee notes, etc. I don't know whether you have seen it.
Barat mein hota hai. Huh? Marriage mein hota
hai. No, I am not talking about Barat. This some beautiful singer will be singing, and they just, I believe previously it was not there. No, they just throw 10,000 rupees, 20,000 rupees, they just throw on the stage. This has been sometimes the harmonium is covered, that fellow's head is covered, like that. And he pretends he is not interested. They are also interested. Somebody else will be collecting them. So nobody has paid this on the stage. Nothing was called. 3 o'clock. Then the lady, in the form of a song, there is a beautiful song, I forgot. From Sureshan, he knows about it. She is singing and saying, my husband, I have been dancing since 8 o'clock. And you know, today God is not very pleased. Nobody has put anything. And what is the use of continuing? Let us restore. At least we can get rest for a few hours. The husband was a very wise person. He was playing and conveying. And again in the form of a song. My beloved, anyway we are doing this until 3 o'clock. After all, how much time is there? Maybe another 1 hour. Who knows what is God's will? He might give plenty. So long we have danced. So let us continue. It's only 1 hour. Nobody gives, nobody gives. But
there is hope. And then she started. Hearing this, the sannyasi got up, took up his shawl, threw it, and he was walking. Then the daughter got up, she took out the costly jewel, threw it on the stage, she was walking. The son got up, took out very costly, they used to wear, threw on the stage. Then the king got up and took out many costly things, threw on the stage. He was about to go. Then the king called his minister and said, "Stop that sannyasi, stop my daughter, stop my son, bring them into the another room." So they were all brought. In Janata. So then the king asked, "See, until 3 o'clock, every one of us were sitting there, and this conversation had taken place." So immediately the sannyasi got down, and this daughter got down, this son got down, and I also. Then the king asked the sannyasi, "Until that time you were sitting, why did you get up?" Then he said, "Oh king, I have renounced home when I was 10 years old, and I went to Himalayas. I have been doing hard tapasya, praying to God. 80 years passed. I did not get a glimpse of God. Now I am 90 years old. So I thought, there is no hope of getting God, at least for the next 10 years. Let me enjoy as much as I can. So I came to Delhi, and somebody gave me shawl. Then I heard there is this dance. Why not enjoy this?" After hearing that, then who knows? In another 10 years, God's grace may come. Anyway, I have spent 80 years of my life. After all, if I die, that's fine, but I will not do it. After hearing that, I got that answer. I am going back to Himalaya. That's why I threw over to the shawl and going back. He's saying this, he left. Then the king asked to be his daughter. Then she said, "Papa, I loved a man. I wanted to marry him. But for your convenience, you have arranged a man whom I hate. So I told you many times, I don't like this man. I will not be happy." But he did not listen to me. Then I decided the marriage is still another 10 days. If I was thinking of committing suicide, but after hearing this I thought, but still 10 days is there. Anything can happen. So if the marriage takes place, then after that I will commit suicide. But if it changes, I don't know. So I don't need to do it right now. And I will wait. That is why I am also walking now. Then the king asked his son, "Why did you get up?" He said, "Oh father, you are 70 years old. I am already 50 years old. I am waiting when I am going to go to 50 years old. And I have not seen any hope of your giving up the kingdom. So I decided that 3 days hence I will kill you and I will occupy the throne. But after hearing this man, I said, after all my father is old. How long will you die in the world for here? I will wait. If he doesn't, then I can kill him." After hearing this man, I decided to wait for 1 or 2 years. That is why I was going up. Then they asked the king, "Why did you get up?" Then he said, "I have been thinking of handing over the kingdom to you for the last 10 years. I was frightened. I am old. Will I be able to stand the rigors of the forest? But after hearing him, I decided that anyway I am going, my time is coming. What little I can do, I should be able to do it. So I decided tomorrow I will call an interview. And then I will return to the voice. Those few words have given me that courage. So, this is the most beautiful story. Don't give up whatever you are doing. After all, if you die, karma phala is the next birth you will get. So, this is a very inspiring story. Because so many times, you know, this is what they call, there is in women's life, there is something called menopause. There is a certain hormonal changes, they can get depressed. They can get so many things. But what people don't know is, there is a menopause in men's life. After 60, they get depressed. So they think, menopause means not chemical, that kind of change, but some mental change will come. See, I wanted to become something, and these things happened. I was forced to take up this job. Had I taken some other job, it would have been better. And so especially after retirement, all these thoughts will come. In the past, you know, people used to retire after 60 years. So, this kind of depression will come. Then what is the solution? Here is the solution. You have a goal and try to do what you want to do, and who knows, God's grace may come even the last moment. So that is the moral of the story. Never ever say, I can't do it. This is what our scriptures have told. Suppose you progress only this much, you won't lose it. Next birth, you start from that. Then you progress. That is what Bhagavad Gita also tells. Bahu naam janmana mante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudevah sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabhaha. Bhagunam janmanam ante. At the end of, after so many births, a person becomes man of knowledge, manava, maam prabhadya. He worships me, adores me. What does he do? Vasudevaha sarvam. The whole world is nothing but Bhagavan Krishna, Vasudeva. And Bengali Vasudeva, Sanskrit Vasudeva.
Vasudeva. Iti, sa mahatma, such a great saint, sudurlabha, very rare in this life. That's what Holy Mother, she sees everything. That's what Sri Ramakrishna, from Swami Vivekananda addressing the parliament of religion, he opened with five words. Brothers and sisters and brothers are many. He meant it. He did not see them as men or women. He saw them as Atma. That's why somehow they felt it. And they all spontaneously applause, encore. You know encore? The word encore, you know? Again, once more. Encore. Somebody sang very nicely. Encore. So in Bengali, va is pronounced as va. So we have got usually juniors we call by pet names. So there was one Swami in Basavan Gudi and Vidyatmanda. Vasudeva Maharaj.
And in Bengali they call Bas Deva Mahalakshmi. Bas means bamboo.
Bas
means bamboo. It's called Bas. There is a beautiful sequel also to this. See, in Bengal villages, remote villages, they get up these dramas. Villages, they don't have equipment. So somebody gives mats, somebody supplies hurricane, somebody supplies many things. So somebody supplies dresses, like that. With the help of everybody, some drama takes place. And there will be some people who organize. So at the end of the drama performance, they have to thank. So those who help by giving mats, thanks to them. Those who help by giving chairs, thanks to them. There will be some people who will help only by criticizing. So, sapseshe, there are bhashuriye sarjiparishe, paraye odhanabhadhe. At the end, those who helped us by giving bamboos, criticizing, that is the meaning, criticizing. Many thanks to them also.
Vasudeva
means to give.
Oh, that also V comes.
Deva. Vasudeva. That's a preserved pronunciation.
Deva, they would don't. They are V does
not. It has nothing to do with the Deva. The word Deva comes from the word Div. Div means who shines. Deva means he who shines. So let's say our indriyas, sense organs, are also called Devas. Because your eyes give you knowledge. Your ears give you knowledge. Your nose gives you knowledge. You know what knowledge? You are walking in the street. Suddenly your nose first class pakodas, they are being fried. Onion being fried. It may be beef. Onion is being fried. All these give knowledge. These are called senses of knowledge. Sense organs of knowledge. So they are called devas. And the devas are serving us. When you see beautiful picture, it is serving us by giving us happiness. When you hear beautiful music, serving us by giving the knowledge, beautiful sounds, beautiful smells, beautiful tastes, beautiful touches. So all these things, they are called deva. Deva, balim, aharam, deva. They are all serving us. Whom?
Atman.
We think they are serving me. No, they are serving the Divine Lord who is within. The body is serving the Divine Lord. The mind is serving the Divine Lord. And that is why from Atman, Paramahavi, Paramahatma, wonderful words. So, these are all marvelous things we have to understand.
Vasudeva.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Vasudeva. Your God gives me happiness and he gives his life. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Give me happiness. And he gives his life. This is my life. Now he changes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Every language has got these quirks. Something like that. Tamil language also has got. You know what is it? Yastu Atmaiva Atmana Tushtaka. Atmaiva Atmana Tushtaka. He who is completely satisfied by one's own mind. How does it happen to me? Yes, to Atmaiva Atmana
Dushta.
Dushta.
Dushta
and Dushta. There is a relationship. Every language has that. If you know, every language has that. Kannada language is even better in some respects. In Kannada language, Kannada, the servants call the master, Yajamana. You know what they call? Buddhi. Edurugade hettare. Buddhi. ಏನ್ ಮಾಡಲಿ ಹಿಂದುಗಡೆ ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಇಲ್ಲ
ಬುದ್ಧಿ
ಅಂತ ನೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯಜಮಾನ ಅಲ್ವಾ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಕಾಲ್ ದಿ ಓನರ್
ಬುದ್ಧಿ
ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ direct people, you do this, you do that. But many times that fellow doesn't have buddhi. Yedrugade buddhi anta heltare. Svalpa dura
buddhi illa.
Buddhi ge buddhi hena illa. In that respect we are all buddhihinas. Do you know that? Who is a buddhihina? A person who doesn't know who he is. He is a buddhi. We think we know. We are all madcaps. One fellow frustrated by a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist asked him, what is the trouble with you? He said, oh doctor, I think I am a dog. I think I am a dog. Doctor asked him, since how long are you suffering from this? He said, what do you mean by how long? Ever since I was a puppy. Yeah. So according to Shastra, we are all ajnanis, madcaps. Who is a madcap? A person who, no,
he is a body and mind.
A person who doesn't know who he is, he is not a madcap. A person who knows he is somebody
else
is a madcap. See, if somebody says, I am Napoleon, there is a old joke like that. So once Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru visited Ranchi, lunatic asylum. And all the inmates were gathered to receive him. So one of them asked, who are you? He said, I am the Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru. The man said, that you know, before I came here, I was also telling people in the same way, you have come to the right place. After a short stay, you will know who you are. Yeah. All of us suffer from these delusions. This is called a delusion. That is what Arjuna thought, I am a human being, I am a commander in chief, and these are my enemies. But among the enemies, these are the people who love me. How can I kill them? That is why Krishna Bhagavan gives three answers. From the body point of view, whether you kill or not, it will be better. From the dharmic point of view, if they are adharmic people, they will go and suffer. But they are all dharmic people. So they will only go to higher worlds. So you don't need to, you have to be very happy there. And from the spiritual point of view, you are Atman, they are Atman. There is only one Atman. So there is no question of one Atman killing the other Atman. That is what Bhagavan again says, Yayinam Etyantaram Eschainam Manyateyatam. ubhau tavuna vijanito nayam mahanti nahanyate. A person who thinks I am the killer and a person who thinks I am the killed, both of them do not know the truth. This Atman neither kills nor is killed. Why? To kill, there must be somebody else. If there are two, one can kill the other or do something. Where there is one, they cannot be killed. These are very profound ideas given in the scientific ideas. What is the scientific idea? That our body is not born. Our body doesn't die. Then what is it we call birth? Unmanifest state, it becomes manifested, and from a manifested state, it becomes unmanifested. But children, ignorant people, they call it birth and death, and they grieve over it. So there is no death. How to understand this? See, you take putty, it is putty. Plastic clay is but putty. Then even the children, they can make horses, flowers, anything they want. It is a very plastic material. It is also here also similar. So supposing you are given putty, or a child is given putty, he makes a horse. Now what he forgets it is putty. What does he say? Horse is born. Previously what was it?
Putty.
Now horse is born. And after some time dispatches. Then horse is dead. But what is born and what is dead? Previously it was putty in one particular shape. Now it is putty in a different shape. Now it is putty. That horse shape is gone, it has gone back to this, to its putty state. So this is what science is doing. Which science is
doing? Energy cannot
be transferred, energy cannot be created. Energy cannot be
created.
Energy
cannot
be created. Energy cannot be destroyed. But energy can be transformed. The transformation of energy is called matter. So what is matter? Energy with name and form is called matter. Matter without name and form is called energy. So science says nobody dies because our body also goes back to the state of what?
Five elements.
Energy.
Energy.
So when you eat potato, potato is dead. But what is born?
Energy.
It goes to the form of energy. You get energy, isn't it? Then when you are eaten by a tiger,
what happens?
Tiger becomes very
energetic.
What is my point? This is the truth. We are not trying to guess something. This is what happens. My body is a food, even every material is a food. Metal also is food. Do you know that? Yes, all these medicines are made out of gold, mercury, iron. If there is no iron, you will have what? Iron deficiency. Cartoon military fellow, he was supplied sambar. And there was one big nail was found. So the fellow, he called the chef and said, I understand that you want my good health. You want me to have good iron, but not, please, not in this shape. What is your Alexa?
Spinach.
You know that greens? Palak paneer. What is palak?
Iron.
And what is your makara dhvaja?
Gold.
That's why it is so costly.
Gold.
Makara dhvaja, Ayurvedic people prepare the dhuli. It is one of the costliest. One dhuli. When I was child, my father used to get them specially prepared. I used to come from school. Nobody is there, has to swallow a few. Not for gold. It is so tasty. Yeah, see it like that. Many mischievous things we used to do. Mother used to put this knife, you know, this meat, boil it, and we come back from school. And we get malai, thick cream. And she was sleeping or doing, take it out and put some sugar. And you have to. Have you done that one?
I don't like one.
Then you don't know what I am talking about. It is so tasty, better than rasagulla and agatti. Malai. In North India they sell it. You never eaten.
I don't like.
You don't like? You are not a candidate for Veda. Only a person, you know, Swami Vivekananda used to make fun. So he came to Madras and he discovered coffee. And said, yes, those who drink coffee have hopes for to become Vedanta. It's useless tea. He liked coffee very much. Americans like coffee very much. But black coffee. Have you ever heard about Turkish coffee? Very bitter. That's why they take only this much, small cups. And no milk, nothing. Very, very low. Whatever sugar you put, whatever milk you put, it will never get diluted. That is their habit. We are all creatures of habits. And there is one type of coffee, costliest.
Yes.
It is the feces
Indonesian.
Of some type of cat.
Mongolian.
You know that?
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know the name, but it's a mongoose that eats the
coffee beans
and then it comes out with its
out. That is the costliest coffee. Really, they say it is the very, very tasty.
Maharaj, I didn't find any difference.
Yes.
Yeah. You must have some
like
special training. Otherwise you will not find. So like that, we eat so many things which are coming out. What is your honey then? What is your honey?
It is civet. Civet is the type.
Yeah.
The bees, they eat the nectar and then they bring out this converted. It is actually spit of the bees.
Even figs, figs, the fruit. We read recently that...
Yeah, when the fig is growing, why it is sweet inside is a wasp goes in and then it's swallowed up by the fig and then it's digested by the juices and that sweetness is the digested wasp.
Inside the fig.
Oh, I see.
I stopped eating figs.
After hearing that.
I've stopped eating figs now.
So you think you are an vegetarian? Do you eat yogurt?
Yeah,
that's full of bacteria.
What is yogurt?
Bacteria.
Nothing but bacteria.
Yeah.
Pure bacteria. See, we can't help. We cannot live without the help of certain bacteria. This is called what is that? Symbiosis. So we help the bacteria.
Bacteria help us.
So this is the mutual dependence.
Mm.
And what is it that we breathe?
Air. Full of.
It is the what the plants throughout. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide and emit oxygen. Is poison for them, and carbon dioxide is poison for us. But we have a mutual arrangement. This is without that, if the bacteria is removed, then the person will die. Not only that, I can tell you something weird. In England, there was a fellow who could not digest food. There is something severely wrong. Then what happened? Somebody he heard from Spain or somewhere, they are growing certain types of worms. If they eat those worms live, then that worm will grow inside. And many people got
like
free.
Like a tequila
from this
worm,
problem. No?
That it is
well, he said, I tried many things.
It is considered.
Try, he went there and he swallowed. This has been
tequila
shown in the babies.
Has a worm at the bottom.
And then, after 6 months, you can see that worm is growing bigger and bigger.
Mm.
Now he could eat normal. So it is doing, it is eating something of you, but it is also helping you to live. So we cannot live without the help of so many creatures. And every South Indian is very proud that he is a pure vegetarian. Yeah, he is eating billions of bacteria every day he is eating. And he thinks he is a pure vegetarian. Like the tiger saying, there was a time this vegetarianism was hotly debated. There were two tigers.
Vegetarian
so
tigers.
There was a vegetarian
tiger
and non-vegetarian
tiger.
And the non-vegetarian tiger was feeling inferiority complex. One day he was sitting with the non-vegetarian tiger. Then vegetarian tiger was telling to the non-vegetarian tiger was telling, don't think I am not a vegetarian. I am also a vegetarian. I eat only vegetarians.
Classification.
Is it right?
I am not a vegetarian.
And the deer and the goats and the cows, all those things are vegetarian. If one who eats vegetarian, what do you call him?
Vegetarian.
In Malaysia, Buddhist monks, Thailand, Thailand, Buddhist monks, you know, they are like small dogs, huge tigers, they take a walk, watch. And they feed only.
Feeding is a big part.
Milk. And vegetables, whatever they eat, that's what they feed. Very ferocious. Visitors also can go. They will go for photograph, selfie.
Oh my God!
Sometimes they can get wild also. The wild nature doesn't go.
Then it will be a true selfie.
But there is something interesting, you know. If somebody loves them, they know that they are loved. There is a beautiful film on based upon a
line.
Born free.
Yes, yeah. These two men who both have seen it.
Born free. It's a book called Born Free. So this lady, she loved one tigress.
Lioness.
I think her name is Elsie.
Elsa.
Then this Elsa just lies down upon anybody. One visitor comes, he is in their camp. Early morning he finds that Elsa is lying upon them. It won't harm them. So one was described. So once it developed some tumors.
So it had to be operated. Some veterinary doctors had come. And the doctors wanted to, he could operate, but there was no anesthesia. So this, you know, this lady, Jane, I think her name is Jane?
Jane.
She Jane. Took the Elsa's head, lioness head on her lap, and then told him, darling, that it will be painful. It did not make a single movement, even though it was very painful. They performed the operation, dressed it, because it knows whatever my owner allows me to do is for my patient. Right. Some people, I think, killed her here now. Something like that. Tragic life.
And also, there was another film of these two men who. Were with lions and they bought these lions up when they were young. Then many years later they visited the same lions. They went in and the lions immediately recognized them and
yes. And there is also a story like that. And anyway, there is a sequel also there. It's a funny story. Funny means really it happened. So there was one orphan lion, orphan tiger, and one family adopted it because somebody killed the mother and father, usually mother, and they grow very quickly. Within 6 months they attain the full stature. Then the government will not allow them because it could be dangerous. So they took in the zoo. After a few months, there was one old man, grandfather, who was very fond of this tiger. Always hugging and kissing and sleeping and all those things were there. So what happened, after a few months he wanted to see. He was very eager. So he went to the zoo. He took the permission of the zookeeper. I want to see my tiger. Zookeeper said, it is there in the wild. You can go and see, but you take a arm of it. Jeep. Don't get down because there are also wild tigers are there. I am coming in a few minutes. So this fellow was sent in the zoo vehicle, which is completely covered. And this tiger was sitting there. Then this old man, he was asking strictly, don't get down until I come. So this fellow could not wait. He opened the door, jumped up, ran to the tiger and embraced it. For 7-8 minutes, like that he was caressing and doing all those things. Very happy, he came and then sat in the vehicle. Meanwhile, that zookeeper came and before 2-3 minutes before, he was horrified. Then after this fellow, nothing happened. He came and said, he said, do you know,
that was not the tiger. Probably that wild tiger also was a cock. It did not do anything. But it is true. Jim Corbett narrates one beautiful story, I can never forget it. So he was not a person to kill animals unnecessarily. Necessary, man eating tigers, etc., he will do it. So one day, his favorite pastime is to hide himself in a bush near a water hole, especially summer, where all the animals come to drink. So one day he was sitting and watching. It was a very narrow path in between two grown-up grasses. A newly born kid and its mother, it also came to drink water. Then it was, the goat was drinking, mother was drinking water, and the kid was frisking about. Mom, just born. Suddenly, a huge grown-up tiger majestically was coming that way, that narrow path. Seeing it, the kid ran and started licking its face all over. Just imagine. And Jim Corbett said, my heart was in my mouth. What is going to happen? It is like somebody bringing rasgulla into your mouth. Then he said, the tiger just quietly and then the kid got bold. It ran to its mother. The tiger quietly turned back and went the way it has gone.
If somebody has read Jim Corbett, you know, my experience, Indian experiences or something like that, then he remarks, even in jungle, there are certain laws which are followed. It is true. So unnecessarily, it's only human being who does unnecessary this destruction. Even they don't kill. So that was his narration. Later on I added a little bit of mashallah. The tiger says, let this grow little. I have got willpower. I can withstand the marshmallow test.
If I have waited this long, I can wait.
I don't know. Nirinjana, please suppose you see there is somebody eating or something, because they have to know well.
Oh,
so, otherwise, all that I can do.